Slowly, reluctantly, he groped his way back to consciousness, guided by a familiar, urgent voice. "Obi-Wan! Obi-Wan! Did it work?" He cleared his throat. The pain in his leg had reached obscene proportions. It was so appalling, so obliterating, really the only thing he could do was laugh. "Obi-Wan!" Oh, dear, poor Bail. He sounded quite cross. With an effort, he smothered hysteria and opened his eyes. "Yes," he said, his voice terribly altered. "It worked. Help is coming." Bail swayed where he stood, then sat down abruptly. "Here," he said, and almost threw the deactivated lightsaber at him. "Take this. Take it." Moving only stoked the pain to newer, fiercer heights, but that was his lightsaber. He wrapped his fingers around its cool metal hilt, felt the peace that came from being whole again. Bail stared, his face haggard. "How long till we're rescued?"
"I don't know. A few days?"
"A few days," Bail echoed. "We've got the supplies if we're careful. But can you last that long?" What an interesting question. A shame his only answer was another, "I don't know. Perhaps." Perhaps. Now Bail sounded offended. "What the varp do you mean, perhaps? I haven't gone through all this to watch you die now, Master Jedi. You're not going anywhere. Do I make myself clear?" Whispering, taunting, the persistent voice of the Sith making itself heard even through all his bright pain.
"Die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die, Jedi, die."
"Senator Organa, it might not be up to you."
Bail looked at the red and black crystal tumbled onto the dry ground.
"Are you absolutely certain you got through to Master Yoda?"
"Yes,"
he said, remembering the touch of that ancient, disciplined, desperately sought intelligence, feeling again the overwhelming relief. "Then we don't need this criffing thing anymore," said Bail, and snatched up the Sith's telepathic device. Enervated, incapable of protesting or stopping the man even if he'd wanted to, Obi-Wan watched as Bail smashed the Sith crystal to powder between two slabs of collapsed temple stone.